Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. An ambulance driver, a lawyer, and the first woman elected to Congress from Georgia. All stops along the way for Helen Douglas Mankin. Mankin was the daughter of two lawyers. She drove an ambulance in France during World War I, then graduated from Atlanta Law School, which her father helped found. She and her mother both became lawyers when the state lifted the ban on female attorneys in 1921. Then it was on to politics. Mankin won a seat in the state legislature in 1936, beating out five male opponents. Advocating for progressive reforms, she often went head-to-head with Governor Eugene Talmadge. In 1947, Mankin won election to Congress in a special election, becoming the first woman elected to Congress from Georgia. The following November, she won the popular vote in the general election, but Georgia's electoral system, which favored rural districts, kept her from winning. She never held office again and died after an auto accident in 1956, the end of a trailblazing life of service that began on September 11, 1894, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia history is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.